patter, rain falling down. A little glamour, sun coming round. And take a walk when autumn comes to town.
What types of activities do you enjoy in the autumn? What do you love about fall in Wisconsin? Is there a fall festival or another event coming up in your town that you would like to share? Are you planning a hike or a bike or a drive to enjoy the fall colors? Maybe a favorite pumpkin patch or apple orchard or corn maze where you like to take the kids. Let's celebrate autumn and October during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, September the 30th. And at the very end or very beginning of each month, travel writer Gary Knowles joins us with a list of recommended events and activities happening around Wisconsin. And we ask you to add your recommendations too at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And you can find Gary's list of recommended events listed or posted on Facebook and on our website, and you can post your own ideas too. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, and he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning. Boy, it's, you know, this is a fabulous season, isn't it?
And, it really is, yeah.
You know, it's sort of like all the anticipation of, you know, the harvest that's coming up and all the good things that you're looking forward to. And of course, the sad side of it, for me at least, is it's the end of a great summer.
Yeah, I love summer too, but that's what's great about Wisconsin. Hang around a little while and the weather changes and the seasons change, and there's always something beautiful about every season, even winter.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to work on that list now, thinking of an anticipation of it.
But I'm looking forward to hearing all of these different things going on around Wisconsin during the month of October. But let me also remind listeners that it is also another opportunity for listeners to win a Wisconsin Public Radio auto magnet. Every Thursday, we post a photograph on the Facebook page, on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, with the Wisconsin Public Radio auto magnet prominently displayed in some special place in Wisconsin. Usually it's a place that it might be recognizable. It might be a landmark or a tourist attraction or something that you should be able to get a hint as to where it is. And Gary, you took this week's photograph on your recent travels. We got it at a pie place. You got it at a pie
great
place.
Great pies. Great pies. You know, you can find great pies in a lot of places in Wisconsin. And I happened to stop at this place, and the magnet found a way to come out and get its picture taken with the pies there. And I'll say there were lots of people. Boy, there were lots of people having pie that day.
But what type of pie did you choose that day?
I had the sour cream raisin pie,
which
is one of my favorites. And you don't find it in a lot of places, but it's really delicious.
Ooh, so that's a hint.
It is a hint.
That is a hint. So anyway, if you want to try your luck at the Where in Wisconsin is the WPR magnet, go to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and log in your guess, and we will choose randomly a winner from all of the correct answers, and we'll be in touch sometime after 9 o'clock this morning, and you might win a Wisconsin Public Radio auto magnet. So try that out. And we do appreciate, Gary, you driving around the state with that WPR auto magnet on your car and on your travels. So thank you very much for that.
Well, it's a tough assignment, Joy, of course, but I'm willing to do it. So
well, and you are really lucky this weekend. You are going to the Brewers game.
Yeah, I got real lucky. I entered my name in the lottery to have the opportunity to buy tickets. And not only did I have the opportunity, I took advantage of it and wound up getting a strip of tickets, a few of them for the second game, the Sunday game. And really looking forward to it. I love the Brewers. Okay.
And on Sunday, then, you will be watching the Brewers in Miller Park, and you won't be torn as to whether you should watch the Packers or the Brewers on TV.
Well, I'm torn anyway, but I'm going to the Brewers game, and I figured that, you know, this is about the first time in about 30 years that they've won the division, and so I'd better get over there for that one. And, you know, much as I really enjoy the Packers as well, I certainly didn't want to miss this opportunity to see the playoff
game.
Well,
this fall is certainly an exciting time for Wisconsin sports fans. We have the Brewers in playoff postseason play, the Packers, of course, Super Bowl champions, defending their title and looking pretty good, and then we have the Badgers so far this season just wiping out the competition, but now a big game this weekend for the Badgers.
Well, and I understand half the state of Nebraska is coming to Madison. At least if you read the reports that I've been seeing in the papers, they're talking of in the thousands, like 10,000, 20,000. I even saw one estimate of up to 40,000. Now,
wow.
I don't know how they figure that would happen, but that certainly is a lot of people, isn't it?
It sure is. And I understand instead of wearing red or white, which are also the Nebraska colors, they're going to be wearing black so they can be distinguished.
I wonder. I suppose the goths among us then will have to not wear black this week if they're Badger fans.
That's right. I got some black on myself right now. Well, besides sports, which is really big this weekend, lots of stuff happening in Wisconsin and around Wisconsin, including, as you mentioned, lots of festivals and harvests.
There are lots of harvest festivals. This is the time when all that planting that people did earlier comes to fruition, as they say. There's a big cranberry marsh tour. Actually, they take place in Wisconsin Rapids through the 19th of October. They're ongoing right now. It's up at Glacial Lakes Cranberries up there, which is a beautiful place to see the harvest. And really, if you've never been out to see a cranberry harvest, it's spectacular, especially if you get some sunshine, bright reds, you know, the water that they flood the marshes with to get the cranberries afloat is blue.
So we can watch cranberries being harvested, and we can probably catch a pumpkin here or two, can't we?
There's a big pumpkin fest going on at Nakusa where they actually have the giant pumpkin way off where there's lots of people out there that are growing giant pumpkins, and by giant, we're talking the size of Lazy Boys. You know, these are they're up to 1,200, 1,500 pounds, so big ones.
You know, on Facebook, Jeannie writes, "Our itinerary includes Audubon Days in Mayville this weekend," and that is another one of your events too, the 25th anniversary of the Audubon Days Fall Family Festival in Mayville.
Yeah, that's a great festival. It's been going on, as you said, a quarter of a century up there. And Mayville is a pretty little town. And it's another one of those places that isn't necessarily on the way from one place to another. So you need to make an effort to go and see it. But well worth it. A really nice stop.
I will be in Mayville, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Okay.
I have a wedding reception to go to. So I'm sorry, though, I'm going to miss Audubon Days. That is a lot of fun. Jeannie's going to be camping at Ledge Park between Horicon and Mayville, hoping for some beautiful sunsets over the Horicon Marsh.
And lots of wildlife, too, I would expect. So that's a great place up there. It really is.
And this is when there's lots of birds to be seen, I bet.
Yeah, certainly. If you drive even Highway 151, kind of up from Old Columbus up toward Fond du Lac, you're likely to see down in that whole area over there, whole flocks of geese going over and other wildlife as well. So it's a great time of the year to be out.
Well, we are looking forward to your ideas, too. What are you going to be doing in the month of October or in the weeks to come? What are some of your favorite things to do in the fall? It doesn't have to be a specific festival or event, though that's great too. Maybe there's just an activity that you really enjoy. Like, Gary, one of the things I know a lot of listeners like to do is go on just a nice scenic fall drive.
The drives around Wisconsin are fabulous. From south to north, north to south, you know, there are all these great roads that are out there. And You know, for example, the Great River Road is one that we had talked about earlier.
Yep, I'm going to try that one for sure, because I saw some wonderful places to see along the way, too. I think, I don't know if it's right on the Great River Road, but the little community of Stockholm.
It is on the Great River Road. It's on Highway 35 that kind of follows Wisconsin's western border along the Mississippi River. And actually, you can kind of keep following the river up that way as well, even into the Minnesota word here, but even into Minnesota, some beautiful views over there. But yeah, Stockholm, a wonderful little city up there.
There is a video that I posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page that includes some suggested rides you might want to consider and some sights to see along the way. It's from the Travel Wisconsin website that is on the Joy Cardine Show. And we invite you to suggest some of your favorite fall drives as well when you call in. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and you can also tweet us on Twitter, speaking of the birds, at Joy Cardine Show. Checking the weather forecast for today, it's pretty breezy out there right now. It's going to be a partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool day today. It's going to be even windier in Door County. There's an advisory posted for Door County, which will be ending at 10 o'clock this morning. We can expect highs today statewide in the 50s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
La-di-da, oh la-di-da, 'tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather.
This is an autumn edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 20 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, September the 30th. And we have Gary Knowles in the house. Gary is our regular travel advisor. He joins us once a month with his list of recommended events and activities that you can enjoy in the weeks to come. That is posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and also on our website, or will be on our website soon if it isn't already. And he's here to answer your questions and to respond to your recommendations too. What is it that you like to do in the autumn? What makes fall a special time of year for you in Wisconsin? Are there any festivals or events happening in your community or a community that you plan on visiting? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on Facebook. And on Facebook, Gary, Teresa writes, Chippewa Moraine Ice Age Center in New Auburn is having their annual fall color hike on Saturday. Registration is from 9 to 11, and you can hike 1 to 6 miles.
Boy, that's a beautiful part of the trail up there, too. And I'd say, yeah, if you get a chance, go up and do that hike. You know, and just in general, this is a great time of the year to start going out to the state parks. And what's really neat is that as the leaves start to fall, although we don't want to see them all fall too soon, right, as they fall, the whole landscape picture kind of changes, because it's like even if you go up to the Natural Bridge State Park, which is just off Highway 12 northwest of Prairie du Sac, you can actually see the whole natural bridge up there a lot better than you can during the summer when the foliage is out. So a great time of the year to be hiking.
Oh yeah, that does sound wonderful. Other places or events, Gary, where we might be able to enjoy the fall colors?
Well, one of the things that I was just looking over the list here, and one of the things that I spotted is the 23rd annual Greater Wisconsin Muskie Tournament in St. Germain. And if you want to see the fall colors, there's really no better place to see them than from the water. If you can get out on the water and look back and see the trees surrounding a lake, it's really great. And that's up north. That's up in the St. Germain, Eagle River, Minocqua area up there. Anytime you can get out on a lake is a great opportunity to do that. And, of course, muskie tournaments, this is what happens this time of the year. So that's lots of fun up there.
Yeah, it's not on your list, but I was reminded when you said get out on the water. I once went to the Horicon Marsh, as we were just talking about the Horicon Marsh, and took a pontoon boat ride in the marsh.
Rides.
And you can see, you know, the wildlife and the colors and the and you know, the birds and the turtles, and it's really quite beautiful.
Maybe if you're going up to Mayville this weekend, you could do one of those trips.
There we go. There we go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Fall harvest type of events that we might be able to. You mentioned already the Cranberry Festival in Wisconsin Rapids.
And yeah, well, certainly another of the big harvest festivals coming up is the Bayfield Apple Festival. It's their 50th anniversary this year, and so. It's always fun going up for that thing, but they get thousands of people coming up there. They've got those great apple orchards up in the hillside behind Bayfield, and it's a good time. You know, speaking of getting on the water, catch one of those cruises out to the Apostle Islands and take the ride out there, or even if you just take the ferry over to Madeline Island, the colors and the harvest festival are really a lot of fun up in that area.
Yeah.
And,
it looks like there are, there's different, besides the Bayfield Apple Fest, did you mention the Galesville one as well?
I didn't mention it yet, but you're right, there's the Galesville Apple Fest is this Saturday, October 1st, and that'll be a lot of fun. Bayfield is a week from now, and that's the 7th to the 9th, actually. They're celebrating their Apple Fest up there, and you know, it's a great time of the year to be out and see all that kind of thing. And, there's Fall Fest going on. I see. Yeah, actually, there's one right across the border, October 7th to the 8th, Stillwater, Minnesota, and kind of up northwest Wisconsin, just across the St. Croix River up there. Stillwater is really kind of a fun place to hang out. A lot of bookstores over there, and really an interesting little community. So
I'm sorry. Was that what is that the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, or is that a
no? This is the let me see. It's the Harvest Festival. Giant pumpkin way off. They weigh pumpkins up there too. They have a regatta and a pumpkin drop. So they do the regatta is, by the way, in big hollowed out pumpkins that they do. They have a race of hollowed out pumpkins up there, and that's October 7th and 8th in Stillwater.
We have lots of callers now, so let's go to Jody in Janesville. Hello, Jody.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
Jody.
Morning. I just wanted to mention that coming up later in the fall, because you were talking about things that are more up north, in Rock County, especially in the Beloit area, you can rent a pontoon boat and go up and down the Rock River and look at all the beautiful colors changing on the hills. And there's a very small, quaint apple orchard called the Apple Hut, and they are wonderful, small. You can pick your own apples, and they're very well known for their apple cider donuts.
Well, that sounds great. Where do you rent those pontoon boats?
One of them is the Rock Bar and Grill. It's right on the Rock River. You can rent the pontoon boats right there. They have slips, and you can.
And is that in Janesville?
Actually, that one is in Beloit.
In Beloit, okay.
This is you come into Beloit, right on the Rock River.
That's neat. Yeah, that's a fun way to spend a day, isn't it?
And I like the apple cider donuts.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I like it that you can go and see beautiful colors and maybe take a hike or get some exercise and then always eat something in
food,
Wisconsin.
Yeah, food.
Susan in Wausau. Hello, Susan.
Good morning.
Good
Hi,
morning.
Susan.
How are you this morning?
Good. It looks like you've got a really great idea here.
Well, it happens every year this week, and the chairlift rides up ski slopes at Rib Mountain, Granite Peak, which it's now called, I believe, and not absolutely certain of the cost, but there's also a rut and run race that goes on up and down the ski hill with kind of laps of runners, and it's really kind of fun.
Ooh, runners run down the ski hill?
Up and down,
up
yes.
And down.
Up and down. you can't ride up and then run down, maybe, huh?
No. We've had a lot of rain this week, too, so it should be kind of an interesting race.
But I really like the idea of taking a chairlift ride and seeing foliage that way, seeing the scenery.
Does that ride open every day, or is it just this weekend?
It's just this weekend.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun, though. Yeah.
Well, I might have something to do besides watch sports this weekend.
Well,
we'll see. All right. Thank you so much, Susan. Diane in Fond du Lac. Hello, Diane.
Hi. How are you?
Very good. Do you have something fun happening?
Yes, the third annual Harvest Moon Stroll at Rienzi Cemetery.
Ooh, spooky. Oh,
wow.
In Fond du Lac. It'll be Sunday, October 16th from roughly 4 to 8. It's, you know, you can come and go as you want. We're going to be honoring the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. We'll have General Bragg is coming back alive.
Oh, geez. You guys in Fond du Lac know how to do it right.
We're right on the edge of the ledge as far as people coming to see beautiful scenery. You could hardly see anything better.
Yeah, well, Fond du Lac's lovely, lovely. But you actually are going to be strolling at night through this cemetery?
Yep. People have always asked me, what is it like at night? So that's why we came up with it. And no cars in the cemetery, you can only walk.
Well, that sounds great.
And that's on October the 16th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know, do they still have, you could catch a boat ride out of Lighthouse Park there in Fond du Lac and go out on Lake Winnebago. I wonder if they're doing that yet at this time of the year.
I should have checked. I'm not sure, but the architect of that lighthouse is buried at Rienzi.
Well, that's good. Well, there's a good connection for us then.
Yeah, and Governor Talmadge is buried there.
Okay.
The third territorial governor of Wisconsin.
Thank you very much, Diane. Well, that sounds interesting. I thought maybe it was going to be Halloween-related because of a stroll through the cemetery, but it's more Civil War.
Yeah, it sounds historic, isn't it? That's great.
And speaking of Halloween, we won't talk about there are many, many Halloween-related events.
So maybe
we can touch on a couple, Gary. There's
sure. Boy, we've got all kinds of things going on. Milwaukee actually has a Dracula play taking place, and that will be, let me see if I've got the right date here, October 27th to the 30th, Dracula is going to be performed at the Marcus Center, and that's really a popular play. And then also related to that, they're having a party afterwards, the 29th to the 30th in Milwaukee, called the Transfusion, the party. And this is immediately following the breathtaking performance of Dracula.
So we will be drinking some beverages at this transfusion?
I would guess there'd be some red stuff going on. And I'm not sure what it is.
Well, we will continue talking about things to do and places to see in Wisconsin and surrounding states during this autumn edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. After we check the latest news, Gary Knowles is with us. He is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, and he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. So if you have an event that you'd like to talk about or a question for Gary, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Coming up after the news, we will have a Wisconsin Life segment on Oktoberfest in La Crosse, and we'll talk a little bit more about the various Oktoberfest events as well.
I'm in the mood for this October.
We will continue discussing things to do and places to see during October in Wisconsin during this autumn edition of Tell Joy Where to Go in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine along with travel writer Gary Knowles, and we welcome your questions and recommendations about fall events and activities in the state. And we will get to more of your calls in just a few minutes, but first, it's time for another edition of Wisconsin Life. People in La Crosse have been decked out in their lederhosen and drindles all week for the city's 51st annual Oktoberfest celebration. Beer drinking is a big part of Oktoberfest, but for most festival goers, it's primarily a celebration of German heritage with friends and family. With a thick smell of sauerkraut in the air, Maureen McCullum took a stroll through last weekend's Maple Leaf Parade.
I'm Patricia Nimox, the 2011 Oktoberfest president. And this year our theme is Gemütlichkeit, all our friends are here. And that is what the fest is about. It's about family and friends. Oktoberfest, our family, that everyone that's involved, it truly is a family.
Paul Borsheim, Torchlight Parade Marshal, 2011. You know, I've been coming to Oktoberfest for many years, growing up on the north side, You know, I just remember going to my Grandma Dunham's that was right on the parade route, and we'd go there, and there'd always be bratwurst going and caramel apples, and, you know, just seeing some of the family that you haven't seen in a while. It's kind of a gathering time of year.
I love Oktoberfest. I love the crowd, I like the walk, and I like the festive part of it. The thing that fascinates me is why will people come down here on Wednesday and sleep overnight? I mean, I love parades, but why would you come down here and sleep Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and today? So.
My name is Jen Harnish, and I live on the north side of La Crosse. My father-in-law will stake out the spot for a day, and then my husband will stay there for a while at night. And we have to take turns on the family. Actually, I haven't this year, but we throw the football around with our son for a while, and I brought some pizza last night, so it's a good time. It's all the people getting together and having fun, and you know, watching the drunks, but you know, that they're not too bad. They have fun.
It's creating memories. I mean, memories as a child of the fest, memories with my family now, and now memories with my Oktoberfest family.
Wisconsin Public Radio's Maureen McCullum brought us the sounds of the 51st annual Oktoberfest celebration in La Crosse. The festival ends this Sunday. This episode of Wisconsin Life was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council, presenting the 10th annual Wisconsin Book Festival, a free celebration of words and ideas, October the 19th through the 23rd in Madison. I'm Joy Cardine. It is now 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, September the 30th, and I am joined by travel writer Gary Knowles, who stops by once a month to talk about events and activities happening in and around the state. He brings with him a list of things to do and places to visit each month, and we have posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and to our website, wpr.org/joy. And we welcome your calls, too. What are you planning on doing this coming month? How do you enjoy your fall in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers. And Gary, that Oktoberfest sounded like a lot of fun.
Boy, you know, it is a lot of fun. And I was just looking at our list here, Joy. There are probably five other variations on Oktoberfest that are taking place, including Antigo, which has a Oktoberfest on October 8th. Lake Geneva on October 8th has a whole raft of Oktoberfest affairs. Milwaukee has some Oktoberfest and arts-related events mm-hmm. going on. So, yeah, you can go over the state. And actually, I saw the last one that I could find in the state in October was the Black Bear Lodge up in St. Germain has an October Bear, B-E-A-R.
Are they going to be doing something of eating bear by any chance?
I think it's just all Oktoberfest at the Black Bear
okay.
Lodge. I couldn't see any bear on the menu, yeah. So it looks
you know,
like
I was And I was at an Oktoberfest just last Saturday in Appleton. They shut down their main drag, College Avenue, and food and music and just throngs and throngs and throngs of people. It was a lot of fun visiting Oktoberfest in Appleton. And again, the La Crosse Oktoberfest, that's got to be the granddaddy of them all.
It really is. When people talk about Oktoberfest in Wisconsin, typically the one that they mean is the one in La Crosse, and the setting is just fantastic over there. It's so beautiful, and of course, they, as you heard in the program, they know how to do it right.
Yeah, and I guess there was a thick smell of sauerkraut in the air, and there's a place where we can get a good smell of sauerkraut, I understand, or is it a fermentation festival?
A fermentation festival coming up, and that one has primarily to do, I believe, with fermenting beer and
wines. Oh, I thought it was fermenting sauerkraut as well.
Well, it may well be. Mm-hmm. And that will be, I want to say it's in Reedsburg, and I need to check the date on that.
Yeah, well, we can look for that.
We will try to find it here and try to get that date for you. It's the 7th to the 16th. It's the Fermentation Festival in Reedsburg, Wisconsin, and they're going to be talking about all kinds of things that you can ferment up there. It says wine, beer, cheese, meat canning, and all kinds of other things going on with that. And probably sauerkraut would be there as well.
Yeah, for some reason, I thought that that was involved in that festival, but I might be wrong. That's all right.
Wouldn't surprise me. Wisconsin, I think Wisconsin has been the nation's leader in production of cabbage for sauerkraut for some time.
Mm-hmm. And there's also going to be a ice wine festival or tasting in Prairie du Sac?
Yeah, the Willersheim Winery, which is one of the very few places in the country that actually lets the grapes grow into the frost period in December, harvested these grapes last December, and now they're coming out with the ice wine. October 12th, all day, they have a tasting day up there. You can actually stop in and taste it. It's a really rare wine, and is a delicious, you know, very, very sweet wine that will give you a chance to taste a product that you can't make everywhere.
Let's take a call from John in Madison. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you doing, Joy?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Gary. I love the program, by the way, every month. I want to remind everybody of the 41st Annual Great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Fest right here in Madison, happening October 1st and 2nd.
And what's going to be happening there, John?
Basically, what's going to be going on is we're all going to be getting together. There's going to be music. We got live music. We got some bands planned, Toki All-Stars, Groovy as Glove, a few others. Basically, we get together every single year, and we celebrate the harvest.
And then how many years have you been doing this, did you say?
41 years.
41 years. Holy Toledo.
And this event this year is a big event because we're going to be honoring the great late Ben Mazel, who was the event organizer for many of the 41 years.
And thank you very much, John, for letting us know about the Marijuana Harvest Fest in Madison this weekend.
You know, with Wisconsin back in, I think it was World War II era, was a major producer of hemp. And the hemp was used for ropes that they put together back in those days. But it's not surprising that there's still some growing here.
Yeah, and maybe Gary, you can go to that festival and get the WPR auto magnet taken somewhere.
Well, yeah, I'll have to see if I can find a spot where you can shoot a picture and it's not lost in the haze. And we have all kinds of festivals here, and lots of fun.
Gary did take a picture of the Wisconsin Public Radio, the WPR auto magnet, in a case of pies somewhere in Wisconsin. And that photo is posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And if you can guess where that photo was taken, you have the opportunity to win one of these magnets. And you can guess. There are some correct guesses already on Facebook, but there are some that are not. And it doesn't matter how many correct answers we get, we will choose a winner randomly from all of the correct answers. So check that out. And let us know if there is a fall activity, an event happening, if there's something you love to do in the fall that you would like to share. We welcome your call right now at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. It's going to be a partly to mostly cloudy day today, breezy and cool. Windier still in Door County this morning. Highs will be in the 50s. Tonight, clear and cold with widespread frost. Lows 35 in the north to about 42 in the south. Tomorrow, sunny and cool with highs mainly in the mid to upper 50s. On Sunday, sunny and mild with highs getting into the upper 60s and lower 70s. So a little warming trend coming on the way for Sunday through early next week. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newburgh Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
This is an autumn edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, along with travel writer Gary Knowles, and we want to hear from you. Where should we go this fall? 1-800-642-1234. Are you planning on doing any traveling around the state this October? Maybe there's an event right in your backyard or a festival or an activity that you like to do right in your own community. Let us know. Share with us your favorite parts of fall, favorite activities of fall. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. Here's a nice email from Mark. He says, I love autumn on the farm at Old World, Wisconsin, the first two weekends in October. It's a great way to celebrate Wisconsin's fall heritage and heritage as the interpreters show how early settlers prepared for the winter. The wood stoves feel really good after walking in the crisp air, and the smells of fresh baked goods is heartwarming.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. And I've got to say that Old World, Wisconsin, any time of the year is a good visit, but he's right. The autumn is a special time there.
And on Facebook, Jerry writes, just start driving north. You can't miss all the colors. They are everywhere and so pretty. That's right. I mentioned once before, my favorite drive is Highway 51, or maybe it's 39, 51 north of Wausau going through Maryland north. It's just gorgeous. But Jerry says, take a climb to the top of the 60-foot observation tower at Rib Mountain State Park. That would be great. Breathtaking. Walk the trails when you are in the Horicon Marsh. Listen to the geese. And while there, Tom Dooley has wonderful apples. Stay away from their bakery case. It's dangerously full of apple goodies. Very nice.
That sounds pretty tempting, doesn't it?
Doesn't that just make you feel like fall?
And really the advice that he gives is really true, which is, I would say, get out of the house and go somewhere. And, you know, that's pretty basic, but there's hardly any place you can go in Wisconsin. You're not going to see some good color. You're going to have some great scenes to see along the way and lots of stuff to eat. That's a virtual guarantee.
I know that you have, you're interested in a couple of arts tours, Gary, that are coming up.
Yeah, they're you know, the artists in Wisconsin are pretty good about the way they put their fall tours together. And the people in Southwest Wisconsin have been doing this for quite some time now. It's called the Southwest Wisconsin Fall Arts Tour. It kind of runs about 60 miles from Baraboo, down through Spring Green, Dodgeville, Mineral Point, along the Wisconsin River Valley, the Driftless area. Just a fabulous drive down there. And then earlier, I think we were talking a little bit about Stockholm and kind of up in Northwest Wisconsin. And up in that area, they have one called the Fresh Art Tour, and it goes through Pepin, Pierce, and Buffalo counties up in the northwestern part of the state. And this really is a neat area to visit up there. Kind of up in the Maiden Rock is another nice little town just up from Stockholm. But they have studios up there with 17 artists that have opened them up. And the nice thing is you can stop in and see artists in their own element. And they'll be working in a lot of cases, doing demonstrations. And again, speaking of food, a lot of them bake cookies and have little treats for you when you
stop in. Sounds good.
Yeah.
We have some callers. Jeffrey in Milwaukee is with us next. Hello, Jeffrey.
Good morning. How's everyone this morning?
Hey, Jeff.
Very well.
Wonderful. Originally from Australia, so we didn't have fall colors at all, and I used to spend a lot of falls out in New England, and the colors there are spectacular. Mm-hmm. They don't have the harvest fest and the, a lot of the stuff that goes on the weekend as much as we do here in Wisconsin. And I wanted to highlight the town of McQuanigo this weekend. Nature's Classroom Institute and Montessori School has their harvest festival and craft show in McQuanigo, which we've been doing for the last 4-5 years now. It's a lot of fun. It's a kind of a family gathering, hay rides, all those kind of things. And also just down the road from where Nature's Classroom is the Elegant Farmer. You can go pick 30, 40, 50 different varieties of apples and taste all the different varieties of apples and then go home with the one you really like.
Well, that's a great idea, you know, and it's kind of great to get a perspective of somebody who's not from here, too.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jeffrey, for those great ideas. So the Harvest Festival at in Mequonago and the Elegant Farmer.
The Elegant Farmer, right. Mm-hmm. And he's right. There's a lot of variety of apples down there, too.
Sounds wonderful.
Great idea.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. Now we go to Colleen in Madison. Hello, Colleen.
Hello. I wanted to mention something in the backyard for people living in Madison. It's the Pheasant Branch Conservancy in Middleton, which is amazing in all seasons, but in fall, it's especially neat because there's such a diversity of habitats there. You can see oak woodland and prairie and marsh and sedge meadow all within several hundred acres, and the colors are pretty amazing even just in marsh grasses and sedges. And they have a Conservancy Day program every third Thursday of the month. So in October, I think the third Thursday is October 20th. And at 7:30 at night, they'll have a Universe in the Park program, which is a program where people from the astronomy department at UW-Madison come out with sophisticated, high-powered telescopes and experts to interpret what you can see in the night sky. And it's pretty special being right there in the city, basically, and being able to enjoy stars in the fall sky. And have somebody who knows what they're talking about tell you all about it. So.
Beautiful, beautiful idea, Colleen. Thank you so much.
And that is a great idea.
Thank you for reminding those of us who live in the Madison area that we do have that lovely Pheasant Branch Conservancy in Middleton just in our own backyard.
And, you know, the neat thing about looking at the night sky, when she was mentioning that, it also reminded me that October 7th on Monona Terrace, they're going to bring the telescopes out and have Moon Over Monona Terrace, they call it,
cool.
Where it's an opportunity to go take a look. And so if you don't own one, you can go over there and take a look, too. But, yeah, great idea.
And, by the way, I did see this happens frequently. It might have been Money Magazine, but Middleton, number 8 on the list of the best small communities to live in. So,
Middleton always makes those lists, and well-deserved, too.
Thank you, Colleen. Will in Mason is with us now. Hello, Will.
Good morning. I wanted to point out that there's some alternatives to Applefest in Bayfield. Anybody who wants to fall in love with the Pinocchio Hills should come up and take a hike. It's the best place to see the colors, especially from the top of St. Peter's Dome.
And where do you find those places? How do you get there?
Do a web search for St. Peter's Dome, Shawamigan National Forest, or you'll find that. But the main thing I wanted to call about was that in the Pinocchio Hills, they're talking about putting in this iron mine, and there's a camp out at Copper Falls State Park. They're gonna take people on tours to see the actual place where their proposed mine is gonna be.
They've got a lot of you can get in some beautiful fall colors and
some
political activism. But to see where this proposed mine is going to be.
And it would be a good idea, I agree.
The Copper Falls State Park is
it's
gorgeous.
It's fabulous, it is. And Copper Falls and Taylor Falls up there and lots of beautiful area. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Gary. I know in our remaining minutes, you had a couple of other ideas that you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, we'd hate to miss the idea that you could go take a great ride on the Mid-Continent Railroad at North Freedom. They have fall color tours, and they even do a couple of trains during October where you can take a ride on it and go pick up a pumpkin on the way. It's called a pumpkin train.
And when can I do that?
The North Freedom train runs October 7th to the 9th, the 14th to the 16th, and some weekend trips. And the pumpkin train, I think, is the 15th and 22nd. And then one other really neat art event that we probably shouldn't miss is Anina at the Bergstrom Mahler Art Museum up there. And you probably know that. That's up in your stomping ground area. But they're bringing in the Corning Museum of Glass is coming in to do a demonstration on how to make glass. And that's going to be October 6th to the 9th. And they have some really neat live glass blowing going on up there.
Super. You know, and I don't think it's on your list, Gary, but I should mention that it's not an outdoor event, but the Wisconsin Book Festival is taking place October the 19th through the 23rd in Madison. And lots of authors and books and talk about books that will be happening. A lot of Wisconsin Public Radio people will be there introducing authors as well. So,
oh, great. Yeah, it is on our list,
oh,
by
good,
the way.
Good, yep. Good, good, good.
I've got it there.
So, and in the last 30 seconds, Gary, your fall message here?
I guess just kind of run back to where we started and say that there's all these great festivals. I see the Kohler Food and Wine Experience goes the 20th to the 23rd, not to be missed. If you get a chance to go to Kohler, Wisconsin, a wonderful chance up there to taste some great Wisconsin food.
Great. And you will be back the very end of October, the last Friday in October, which is just before Halloween. So we'll talk about some of the spooky things that will be happening in the area.
We'll be in costume.
Along with, yeah, right, we should. Let's do that. And we'll talk about November events coming up at the end of this month. Thanks
Sounds
for being
good.
Here.
Thank you.
Gary Knowles, Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics Newspapers. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.